Thanks so much for staying with us. You're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me, Sharad Kutan. Let's continue our discussion about vocational education and if it can truly address Malaysia's labour market problems. Dr. Norlida Alias, she joins us now. She is an associate professor with the Department of Curriculum and Instructional Technology with the Faculty of Education at University Malaya. Good evening, Dr. Norlida. Thank you for joining us on the show. The government has touted vocational education as a game changer for achieving inclusive economic growth. But I'm just wondering whether this claim has been backed by policy and by programs. I mean, has the TVET component of the education system been somewhat neglected in Malaysia?
All right. Thank you very much, Melissa and Sharad, for having me in Consider This. Assalamualaikum and good evening. Malaysian TVET is advancing and has started to gain attention by the public. A number of studies outside Malaysia, such as in the developed countries, found that TVET graduates are still struggling to secure a job, even with a good qualification from the TVET institution. This is a similar case for Malaysia. Some graduates are still finding jobs and some ended up working in a totally different field. These studies reported that our TVET graduates are lacking in terms of their employability skills.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, Dr. Norlida, could you help us understand now who's at fault here or what is the problem? Has it got to do with the curriculum or the skills that are being taught at the institutions not matching what's in the market? Or is it that we have a market that is not growing in a direction that people had anticipated, that policymakers had anticipated, or even, you know, those who had vocational institutions thought that these would be the future skills that we need? Where's the mismatch?
Okay. Theoretically, the teaching and learning in TVET institutions are based on the concept of industry-based education. This is to develop students' mental, which refers to the foundation, and manual elements refers as application of job-specific skills, which in turn will enhance their employability. So developing specific mental and manual elements for a particular job is not easy, as the advancements of technology has demanded graduates to acquire more flexible skills. That is the reason why UNESCO 2015 recently highlights the importance of transversal skills for the employment.
What does that mean?
So in my opinion, enhancing the technical knowledge and skill development that are relevant to the current and future industry, the curriculum in Malaysian CVET should focusing on these developing transversal skills, such as technical communication skills and other relevant employability skills like information processing, technological, critical and creative, as well as entrepreneurship skills. So in the current pandemics, ICT has become a more important medium to business operation. So I firmly believe that empowering students' ICT skills is highly needed. This is not only relevant to the current situation, but also to realize that industrial revolution, which among is emphasized on industrial Internet of Things, additive manufacturing, artificial intelligence and new business models. So in answering this, our TVET system must move forward towards digitalization of its training system.
Norlida, could you help us understand, in terms of the student population, who enrolls in vocational studies? Are these potentially one of the better students in the schooling system? Are they the most talented? Are we getting as many girls and individuals from marginalized communities into the TVET system? Do you have a sense of who's there in that system?
Okay, this is the what happened in our system is that we have to make sure that the students, the public must understand that TVET is not a second class education. So success stories, a better explanation on TVET pathways are needed to convince. Okay, the students. The parents and students must change their mindset that students enrolling in the TVET education is not the second class. Second class TVET is not the second class education.
Right. Okay. And you know the participate or the enrollment of students into TVET institutions, is that the main impediment? Or main challenge that TVET education providers are facing, or is it also a lack of investment, a lack of infrastructure, a lack of training in terms of how to teach TVET? What would you say on the side of TVET providers?
The greatest challenge is the mismatch between industry needs and TVET outcomes. This issue is not a challenge in Malaysia, but also across other countries in the world. So in my knowledge, the situation has affected our TVET graduates' employment. Studies such as Pandian and Narasoman in 2004, Ismail et al. 2011, and in fact, the Ministry of Education 2015, explained that one of the contributing factors to this pressing issue is that there is a mismatch in the supply and demand of graduates, with employers reporting the graduate lack of requisite skills and attitude. The second impediment is that awareness on the relevancy and quality of Malaysian TVET is still not encouraging. So what makes TVET a bit behind is how we perceive it. For most of us, it's a second-class education. The preconceived notion of TVET as the last resort for lower achievers is hurting our TVET development. Not only that, but some of us are also skeptical of TVET path career, and even worse. Some employers did not recognize TVET graduates' qualification.
Narita, is there an effort on the part of TVET institutions and people perhaps in the ministry overseeing this? And I understand there are several ministries involved in TVET education to engage with employers. And I'm thinking of, you know, the backbone of the Malaysian economy that's largely the SME sector, right? It's a small and medium-sized enterprise, of which there are literally tens of thousands of different enterprises. How can that conversation happen in a way that, would be reasonable and practical?
Okay. In addressing this issue, the relevant bodies need to constantly revise and ensure that the curriculum in TVET is relevant to the industry needs. Not only that, in my opinion, it is important to gather experts, industry players, to sit down and map the direction of our future industry. Right. Based on my experience as a consultant for the Ministry of Human Resources, this approach, which we call focus group discussion, is relevant to gather experts' opinion and to guide curriculum designing process. So with the current pandemics that has badly affected and shifted our industry, it is really important to understand the current market trends and demands, as well as the projection of what is needed for the future. So this is what we call industry-based curriculum that we have to emphasize, which settle the mismatch between industry and the TVET in the institution.
Okay, all right. Industry-based curriculum. I understand, Dr. Narita, you've also been appointed as the National TVET Technical Committee member by the Ministry of Education, and I'm wondering, looking at the structure of who provides TVET education, and TVET services, the structure is bewildering to me because there's so many, it feels so fragmented, so many ministries, so many agencies, as Sharad alluded to a little bit earlier. Do you think that the TVET sector could do with a little streamlining? Is that something that perhaps Malaysia needs to look at in terms of reforms?
Yeah, I was in the committee, and then I wish that the task force can be continued. Actually, it has been stopped for a while, and I hope for the future. I mean, in future we can continue with the committee again. So, in my opinion, the main challenge for our TVET is to be constantly ready to the industry needs and changes. So I would like to share one study conducted by DOTS and Madgava in 2014, in which they have presented the landscape of employment and its challenges based on comparison of 70 nations that are categorized into 8 clusters. Okay? So one of the most striking findings from this study is the shift of global markets demands from manufacturing to service sectors. So with the advancement of technology and global networking, service sector has accelerated and become a priority in most countries. So they noted that the shift has increased the unemployment rate. So the imbalanced quantity of workers needed with the demand of industry is a call of concern. So, as I mentioned earlier, on one of the possible contributing factors is poor interaction between TVET curriculum developers, instructors and industry in designing a sound curriculum for TVET. So if we fail to address this problem, the UNESCO DevOps effort to improve the quality of education and youth employment through TVET institutions are far from reach. So therefore, we need to step back so we can call this, reconsider this and identify how far we can implement the industry-based curriculum appropriately.
Sorry to interrupt, but in the final minute or so that we have, could you, if you had one wish in order to shift the conversation and get things moving, what would you have happen? What would you implement immediately?
Okay, to solidify my point, I would wish networking and collaboration between the industry and TVET institution should be gained so that the mismatch can be settled.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We appreciate your time.
All right.
That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But before we leave you tonight, a reminder, you can get the latest news and information on COVID-19 vaccines at astroawani.com and the Astro Awani app. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin, signing off for the evening.
We'll be back with you same time tomorrow. Till then,
good night. Good night.